If you've ever had to search for a place to rent, you know the phrase, no pets allowed. So if you have a dog or a cat or any other domesticated animal, then that can be a deal breaker, right? But what if you're homeless and you're presented with that same ultimatum? You have fewer options because the rents are so darn high. And in many cases, it's a very difficult choice to make. Well, this week, L.A. County supervisors took steps to help. And Frances Anderton, host KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, she joins us now for this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Why are county supervisors telling landlords that they have to allow pets to live in their homes? Is that because of the difficult choice?
Well, yes. I mean, according to one nonprofit's estimate, around 10% of homeless people, probably nearer to 25% of homeless people, have pets. And the point is that those homeless people that are finding homes, often the housing is built by nonprofit developers that may have money from the county. So therefore, the county can step in and put in some conditions. With a private landlord, you can't tell a private landlord. They've got to let people bring their cat or dog. So anyway, supervisors Hilda Solis and Catherine Barger, they have co-authored a motion. It got approved yesterday to draft an ordinance requiring all county-funded housing to allow the residents to bring their pets. And so Lee cited studies that show what is probably kind of intuitive to most of us, that people with pets experience fewer symptoms of depression and loneliness. Cats and dogs and rabbits, parrots, whatever your pet is, I think we all know that pets are a really important companion.
Of course they are. And I'm going to sound heartless by saying this, but I have to ask the question, because if you're on the street and your only hope of getting a roof over your head is to get rid of your animal, or you can't take them with you, or you have to secure them somewhere else, aren't you going to choose the roof over your head?
That's certainly what they find. And these animals get abandoned. And it's got to be a horrible choice to have to make. And this may sound insensitive, but you don't have to be homeless to know what a horrible choice that is.
Of course.
If any person looking for an apartment who has a beloved dog or cat is then told they can't bring that creature with them, that's very distressing.
This is, of course, design and architecture, right? So I have to ask the question of what exactly is the design element to this interview, because we are talking about, obviously, apartments. We're talking about housing.
Yes, and I do think this is a very important dimension of design and architecture, which is design and architecture. Typically, you and I, when we talk about it, Steve, we're talking about buildings, the built environment, but the built environment is also about place. And when we talk about housing, we are very much thinking of is housing shelter or is it also home? And if it's home, that encompasses who do you live with? What brings you love and comfort? And for many people, that might be a dog or cat, particularly in the times we live in now. I would just want to bring up a couple of really significant social conditions that pertain to life today. One is that there's a huge number of people who are living alone, something like 45% of American adults. Two, in LA, there is a huge percentage of people who live in renter-occupied units, around 53%. That's very large. That's more than half of LA's population is a renter. And when you're a renter, you are subject to the conditions set by the landlord. And often that means no pets. That's like a class division. If you can buy a house, you can have the dog in the yard. If you're renting, you may not have that option.
Frances Anderton, DNA on ATC. By the way, you can catch DNA every week, Tuesday at 2 on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.